from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew at some point.
We got Shania Twain and.
I knew at some point that was going to happen. Cody and Gold back here on 96.5 The Fan in Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino. So during the break, we had a couple more Kansas City people stop by. It's always awesome to see people from KC come by Radio Row here for Ultimate Contest Weekend. I knew they were from KC immediately when they walked in. They were both wearing Kansas City Current t-shirts, which was cool to see.
That gives it away.
They stopped by and they said, oh, we're here for our fantasy football draft with some friends. So they're just out here with some friends. They're going to draft this weekend. They're hanging out at Circa, which is, again, that's the way to do it. Do the fantasy football draft out here as well, but they also handed you something, a laminated photo.
They're trying to motivate
a
me.
Laminated photo of what?
They're trying to motivate me
it.
For next year.
I love it.
I have just, by a listener in Las Vegas, been handed a sign that at the top reads, never forget.
If you're watching on our video stream, you can check this
out. It says, never forget, and it is a photo still shot of me losing to Nate Taylor in the hot dog derby.
That's so good. That's so good.
So he brought a laminated picture that says never forget and me running behind Nate Taylor as he crosses the finish line. So I guess
that's getting in the Cody and Gold garage sale, I think. This
it might have to be a year. It might have to be the year after because I need it to motivate me. I got to hang it up. I got to stare at it as I get on the treadmill.
The problem for you is there theoretically could be three of those photos. You could have had a photo of me beating you last year. You could have had a photo from the year before. That props to them. How cool is that? They just happened to be in Vegas for fantasy football draft, and they wanted to stop by, say hello, and they're supporting Kansas City with the KC Current.
They've got their team fantasy football draft tonight.
Yeah, they said they rented out their rented out a suite here at Circa. Overlooking Stadium Swim, that's the way to do it, by the way. And that's where they're going to have their fantasy football draft tonight.
That hurts.
Change of plans for our Guillotine League. Next Tuesday, we're actually all coming back to Vegas. We need everybody we'll have Jefferson's cater the wings still and everything. Don't worry.
And then we'll
just do it in Vegas instead. We'll do that next year.
We'll do it in a suite at Circa.
Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds like
you should come out here, though, if you're thinking about your fantasy football drafts, if you're thinking about, of course, the Chiefs-Raiders games. We're going to be here at Circa throwing a party that Friday night. We'll have game day tickets for that game. So join us here. And it really is. Like, it's sports heaven, man. Like, it is sports heaven. I know some people, maybe you're not huge gamblers or whatever, but if you just want to watch sporting events, but you want to watch it in one of the most epic atmospheres to do that for a big time game, that's what the sports book will get you here. The world's largest sports book. Maybe you just want to hang by the pool, especially in October. It's going to start getting chilly in Kansas City in end of October. Here, it's still going to probably be 80 degrees. I was hearing some folks that live in Vegas earlier this morning talking. They said today is the first day since June that it's not going to be in triple digits. It's only going to be 98 today in Vegas. How about that? It's a cool front.
Is that a cool front?
Yeah, that's
honestly,
cold front,
that'll, still feel, that'll feel good out by the pool. Gold and I are both heading to the pool after this. It's decided. I think we should do a short, like, Instagram Live where we do an extended version of Club Fantastic once we got a cocktail.
We can just chill outside and do that. That's fun.
Do they care if we curse on Instagram? Do we got to keep it PG? What's the Instagram rules? When people show those photos and it's like me on Twitter, me on LinkedIn, me on Instagram?
I mean,
what's the vibe?
I mean, on Instagram,
can we let loose a little bit?
You can curse on Instagram. Now, will the bosses want us to do that? That's a whole different question.
That's a question that I'll ask.
Instagram doesn't care. Yeah, Instagram doesn't care. I mean, I'm sure the bosses within reason. You know, there's probably a line they don't want us to cross on the cursing at some point in time. But we are going to be hanging out not only till, of course, 2 o'clock Kansas City time here on the show, but afterwards we'll maybe hop on Instagram Live as well. Someone did ask over on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line here on 96.5 The Fan, 913-586-7965. They wanted to know if the Guillotine League has been filled. Drew, you sent me a text. That has been full at this point, right? That's been filled at this point in time.
Okay, so I'm waiting on there's two people who I'm in contact with that need to join. If on Monday, for whatever reason, they haven't joined yet, then we're opening up for those two final spots.
Okay, so two more spots.
Two currently that I'm waiting to hear back. Like, I'm in contact with them, but if they haven't signed up by, and I've sent them the links, if they haven't signed up by Monday, then it's free game.
Tuesday night's tonight. We'll see you guys at Jefferson's in North Kansas City for that one. If you make it out, we can also do the draft online, but we hope to see you guys in person as well. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get to the trash of the day. But I want to get back into the Royals. We were talking with Cody Decker about the 20-game stretch, obviously, yeah. But this division in particular, they're just two games back. And if you were holding on to a ticket from early on in the season, I had people tweeting
like
me yesterday, 30-1 is a ticket I have with our friend Ben Heisler. We've got people tweeting that they got 14-1 tickets, 7-1 tickets. The Royals in some spots are down to 5-1 to win the American League Central. What has to happen for them actually to win the division? What do you have to see over the next 20? We already went through how we think the 20 are going, but is the 20-game stretch what's going to decide that for you? Or could it be a bad 20-game stretch, but they take 5 of 7 from the Guardians and you still believe?
I think, okay, so I do not yet actively think the Royals are going to win the division. If we take about the 20-game stretch, I think if they went 12-8, I'd probably start believing that. But I actually think it's what matters against Cleveland. If they go 5-2 against Cleveland in the 7 games in which they play them, without knowing anything else, Gold, if they go 5-2, they're winning the division. If they go 4-3, I'm going to give them a real chance. As in, flip a coin, tell me if it's heads or tails, and on that end, we can decide whether or not they're winning the division. That's all that's left for me, how they do against Cleveland. I don't think the Twins are the reason they won't win the division. The Twins could still win it and all those things, but the reason why they won't win the division is how they finish in those 7 games against Cleveland. They go 4-3 against them, and I'm in. I think they're winning it. I think it's that close anyway. I think they're winning it.
And what will it take for the win of the division? Yeah, it's the direct competition, but also I think it's simple. Can Seth Lugo replicate what he did on Monday night? You know, if he against the Phillies this weekend, we know it's Waka tonight and then Lugo will pitch this weekend. If he looks like All-Star Lugo again and shows that that performance against the Angels is something he can carry over into this series against the Phillies, then that would mean back-to-back starts where Seth Lugo looked like the old Seth Lugo, and I mean old Seth Lugo as in April, May, June.
Sure.
Early July Seth Lugo. If that happened, that's what will make me believe. If they're getting that again,
if Lugo
then,
deals against
so,
a good team.
Yes, we can go literal game by game, of course, win this. But I mean,
sure.
In order to win those games, it requires Seth Lugo performing at a certain level. And so that's what I'm looking for. This weekend, to me, will potentially tell me if that's possible. If Seth Lugo regresses back down against higher quality competition, then the concern is there again. But if he goes out and gives them 6-plus innings, or so even say, you know, six innings, but it's a shutout ball or 2 runs, or, you know, I think for Seth Lugo, unfortunately, they need more than just a quality start. That's the problem. It's like for him, you kind of are getting greedy. You're hoping to get 6 1/3 plus of, you know, 1 or 2 runs or less. That's where I'm at with Lugo. That's not where I'm at with Michael Lorenzen or even Brady Singer. But with Lugo, he has to pitch like he has for most of the season.
You want to see it again.
And
like,
he did that on Monday. He did that on Monday against the Angels. And now I think a lot of people want to see him do it against the Phillies. You can say it's not fair because, like, hey, he just pitched well, but now you're saying
he did it 25 other times during the regular season.
But that's, I think, where a lot of people are out. To believe, you're asking me, hey, what do I need to see to believe as I need a reminder to check in our flight right now, Cody? You might want to make sure. Did you already get your boarding pass? I just got an alert on my phone. That's what I need to see.
I think I don't think it's completely fair to – I don't think it's completely fair to ask Seth Lugo to be, hey, I want superstar Seth Lugo – or this simply will not work. I don't think that that's a necessary ask out of him. But, yeah, he's going to need to pitch pretty well during the final stretch. I've told you before, we have completely undersold what they have been as a rotation. They're going to go into the postseason because, let's face the reality, Mariners aren't making the postseason.
They're not.
The Royals will go into the baseball postseason with the best rotation there. If they're in the postseason, no one's going to have a better starting rotation than the Royals. So they'll always have a chance. Like, I don't, but,
yeah,
like,
but
to win
like
the division, they're going to need to have the best starting rotation in baseball the last 5 weeks. Like, it can't just be about the postseason. It has to be what the next 5 weeks are. And so I understand the pressure you're putting on Lugo, but I view it more as a collective.
Right, but he's, I mean, there's still, when they had the best rotation in baseball for the first X amount of months, that wasn't just Brady Singer and Alec Marsh performing at a high level. They were led by Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. And so I put more weight on those two in particular. Someone on the text line says 100% chance the Twins are winning the division.
Really?
Well, come on out to Circa and put some money on that then. 100% chance? I don't know how anybody can say. Nobody can say it's 100% chance that the Twins are winning, or the Royals, or the Guardians. I mean, that's how close this division is right now. I think the favorites to win it still obviously is the Guardians, and then the Royals and Twins are a toss-up at this point in time. Like, the Twins haven't even been healthy yet. Guys, it's August 23rd. Like,
I don't think they're getting healthy tomorrow.
Healthy yet. There's 35 games to go in the season. They are what they are at this point.
I think the best thing that's developed over the last 2 weeks for the Royals is that there are three teams fighting for the final two playoff spots. And, hell, if you want to toss in the Guardians, fine. But that one texter might. But right now, we know that it's down to three teams for two spots. That's not so bad. Earlier this year, Gold, we thought it was like five teams for two spots. We thought the Astros and the Mariners might be competing for that. We thought the Red Sox and, you know, like, we thought there were a lot of teams vying for that same thing. I think pretty safe to say with 35 games to go, the Red Sox, the Royals, and the Twins are the three teams fighting for the two final playoff spots. And look, let's toss in the Guardians, because one of the Guardians, Twins, Royals will win the division, so really it's those three. I just think the Guardians having two extra games in addition to the 3.5 the Royals and the Twins have in the Red Sox makes it pretty hard to imagine they wouldn't be one of the teams in that final playoff spot. Yankees seem like they're playing a little too consistently. Baltimore seems like it's playing a little too consistently. So we're really just down to keep the Red Sox out, and you're definitely still going to be in the postseason.
Coming
and
up,
that's what matters.
Coming up in 7 minutes, we'll get to the trash of the day. Yeah, I was mid-sentence, Cody, and then I had I got an alert on my phone that said check into the flight. So I was just making sure you were, you know, I was just trying to help
you out.
To help you out. What'd you get?
Hey, you know what? I signed up
Did you check? You checked out while we were before
I
said something?
I paid the little extra to get
checked
in.
Oh, well, you cheated then.
So, I mean,
hey. Well, you cheated.
Well, then I don't have to worry about it. I didn't cheat.
Well, you cheated because I said, hey, make sure you check in. And
where'd you end up?
B14.
B14. Oh, man. Maybe one of my highest ever. A36.
Well, because you paid an extra $50.
A36.
So you're just eating the 50, huh?
Oh, you caved and you paid.
A36. You're just eating the 50. You need to move up. Five more minutes
Odyssey
earlier
loves
to pay.
Me. Odyssey's fine. They're fine to pay.
Oh, you're expensing that.
they're happy to pay this.
Really? Good luck.
Odyssey,
good luck. Good luck with that. That was unnecessary. Unnecessary use of company funds.
Unnecessary
use. Yeah. What are you doing?
We're 96.5 the fan now. We got early bird money. You didn't get the note?
No, I did not need early bird check-in. I'm on B14. I'm going to be, just like last time, within three rows, also with an aisle seat.
The big news about A36 is I might be able to go far enough back to get that old exit row.
Yeah, I guess if you need it that bad, you and your 6'8" height, you know.
I like the exit row.
Everyone likes the exit row. Complaining about. I'm the one that had this dude in front of me throwing his seat backwards, having my knees banged into.
Do you want me to be that guy? Do you want me to put my backpack in the seat next to me?
Don't be that guy either.
Save it for you?
Don't do that.
Cody, you need to make sure that you file your report before Gold does, because if Gold files it and then...
There is no report. There is no expense report for this trip.
Oh, well, then never mind. I was going to say, because if they see Gold didn't paid for the early bird, and then they see that you did, they might not
someone's
be.
Someone's checking line items like that?
I mean, I don't want to peel back the curtain. I don't want to peel back the curtain too much, but my flight was already cheaper than Cody's flight somehow.
Oh. Well, in fairness, not because of that. I think it's just we booked it different times. Just so it turns out, airline flights don't cost
Just remember that, Odyssey. I saved you guys $150 so far on this trip compared to Cody.
Wait.
Just remember, if we're going to be
great. I don't think it was that much.
It was. Your flight was $100 more, and now $50 on top, so $150
well,
more.
Technically, man. I haven't passed them for that, so that one might just be on me.
Just remember that, okay? Just remember that, folks.
For what?
You
remember
know,
that for
I'm
what?
I'm just saying. Some of us don't what's the word?
Frivolously spend the company dime?
That's right. That's right.
Someone says, Cody, I demand a seat up front.
I can't believe you feel like you're going
to... I didn't say entitled. It's worth it to me. You know, sometimes you get a little bit older and you decide, the quality
of something or the price of something.
Yeah. The quality of something or the price of something changes the calculus in your brain about whether or not, as time goes on, that expense is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth the expense. It's worth the money.
Well, is it? You're not paying for it, though.
To not sweat it.
Hold on, though. Here's the problem with the sentence. Here's the problem. That's the problem with the sentence. You're right. It's worth the expense. Is it to you or are you? Sorry, you.
Well, I would also pay it. Like I'm saying, when I travel individually, travel for.
I don't think the company thinks it's worth the expense.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, hard to say.
But you think it's worth the expense.
I do.
So why don't you just pay for it yourself?
Fine. It's $50. I'll pay for it.
Cody did that. He won $40 on a bet last night, and now he's like, Who needs 50 bucks? No problem.
I don't even need to win millions at the slot machine later today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just saying.
I got to get to the black.
I was wondering why when I got an alert on my phone to check in and you're like, oh, no big deal. And then I checked
in. I didn't send an alert too. Mm-hmm. I always like to make sure.
Okay.
So I always like to make sure too.
Well, that's fun. Coming up in 15.
You got in quick. B14. Nice spot.
I'm happy with it, Cody.
Is that where you were last for the previous flight?
No. B9.
Oh, man. Move down. Tough.
As long as I'm not behind that a-hole, then I'm good.
Dude, if you end up behind that guy somehow, there's you'd have no to see him. You couldn't.
There's no way he's on this flight again. There's
you don't
no.
know.
That would be crazy.
He came from Kansas City to Vegas.
There's no way.
He came.
If that's the case and there's a seat available in front of him, I'm sitting in the seat in front of him.
And you're getting payback? It's retribution time?
Yes.
Man, airline justice? You're going to be throwing the seat? I've never reclined a seat the entire time.
I'm
going to
throw the armrest back just like he did.
Man, that would be funny. God, that would be funny.
All right, let's get to the trash of the day. Well, thinking of airplanes.
Wait, this is an airline trash of the day?
Oh, yes, it is. It relates to flying. It relates to Nevada. Here's the headline. Police arrest Nevada couple after man is kicked off flight. We were just talking about getting kicked off flights.
Okay.
But here's the backstory. I'll play the audio. I think Drew has the news story on this from WPLG Local 10.
A couple causing chaos and kicked off a flight at Miami International Airport.
It all stemmed from a bloody and bandaged head. One of the suspects even live streaming the incident. Local 10 crime specialist Bridget Matter has the details.
A couple are being called unruly passengers by Miami-Dade police after a bizarre incident on an American Airlines flight. It was all caught on camera.
This couple was removed from a flight by Miami-Dade police on Tuesday at Miami International Airport.
Mira, él está operado!
The woman, Yuslady's Loyola, is yelling that the man, 27-year-old Eugenio Hernandez, just had surgery. The two were on an American Airlines flight bound for Las Vegas. According to an arrest report, officers were called in for an unruly passenger. The report says Hernandez was bleeding from his head and, quote, was asked to clean up the blood and replace his bandages, but he stated he did not have any clean bandages. That's when the woman began live streaming on TikTok. She states the two will be on the news. Before Miami police arrested the pair and hauled them off to jail, the other passengers were forced to deplane and were delayed amid the chaos.
The two are facing charges of trespassing and resisting arrest without violence.
So that's the story.
So the guy was bleeding from his head?
If you didn't catch the detail about the bleeding, he had a hair. They buried the lead. They didn't mention why he was bleeding. He had a hair transplant. He had a hair transplant in Miami. They have a bandage over his scalp, I guess. Right? Makes sense.
But it's dripping
blood.
But
the problem was
it
was dripping blood still. They said, sir, we're going to need you to clean up this bandage.
And he's like, I don't have another
bandage. They disagreed, and they started arguing with the flight attendants. And they got kicked off the plane. The hair transplant. What if you were sitting next to a guy on the plane and you just see he just consistently bleeding from his head?
Yeah,
do you say something?
Yes.
To the flight attendant, or you tell him, hey man, you got a little blood here.
You got
sir.
A little something here, he's got some chocolate on his face.
A little blood here.
No, I think you got to tell the flight attendant, like, look, this dude's bleeding from the head, and I don't know if that's like okay.
But knowing you do that,
you
there's
might,
a chance you might have to deplane. The whole flight might have to deplane, and then your flight's delayed a couple hours. And you're not getting home for a while. They were in Miami. They're trying to get back to Vegas.
You think everyone hates you?
Yes.
It's your fault
yes.
if you told on the guy? I mean, he's bleeding from the head, man. People. I don't want to sit by a guy bleeding from the head. Also, the reporter said she told them that he just had a hair transplant. Told him. She's, like, screaming in the background of that video.
Well, she went on TikTok Live. She was on TikTok Live streaming this
thing.
She
thought that they were just going to be like, sure, bloody-headed man. I know you're on TikTok, but we'll let you on the airplane now.
I mean, the doctor, they claim they had a doctor's note that said he was okay to fly. That's kind of the doctor's fault here, too. Like, you're sending
you
got to
send him with a backup bandage or something.
Or just maybe you shouldn't fly if you still have an open wound and you're bleeding.
Yeah, that would also be a good idea.
Unfortunately, I've never been in a spot where someone was so unruly on a plane where we had a deep plane. That would be awful. Like, you imagine, like, Saturday morning, we're flying back.
Oh,
and we have to. We think we're about to take off, and we have to get off the plane. I've had that happen for, like, hey, there was an issue with the mechanical issue. But I'm talking about because someone was just being annoying. That would be awful to deal with on the flight. Absolutely awful.
Have you ever had anybody ask you to switch seats? Because I've never had that either.
No.
Someone's like, hey, my husband's sitting here. Can we switch? You're like, I'm not doing any of that. Like, I've never had anyone ask to switch seats.
No, that's just not how that works. Unless we're both.
People do ask that.
The only time I think you would do that is if you were, like, let's say I was in an aisle seat and I knew there was another aisle seat available and they're like, hey, can I sit next? My husband's in this aisle seat. Do you mind? If I have to move back one seat and it's still an aisle seat,
what if it's
I would
like 10
do that.
Rows back or 10 rows up, but it's still an aisle. You do it?
Yeah, probably. But I'm not taking a crappier seat. Like, I'm not moving to a middle seat for someone. Absolutely not.
No.
But if it's the same aisle, like, let's say we get on the plane Saturday, and I'm on an aisle seat, and this woman's husband is the aisle seat to my left, and she's three rows back. She's also an aisle seat. She's like, hey, can we swap? I would do that.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Too big of a deal, I guess.
Someone wants to know how many screwdrivers are we into already. Alcohol yet. It's 9:22 here in Vegas. So far, we're just on water.
The bar's not open yet. I think yesterday it opened at 10 a.m.
For Club Fantastic, we'll probably get a drink here.
Yeah, I would
and
think so.
There's more drinking happening, I promise you, this afternoon by the pool after the show.
Cody, somebody said that 40 extra bucks will buy your daughter a new backpack.
All right, not cool. Text line.
Good callback.
Not
good
cool.
Callback. Text
my
line.
Daughter's backpack Ooh. Is good, fine.
It's a good callback.
It's fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why these people think they'd like, you know.
I mean, it's a fair point.
You are kind of bright.
$50 doesn't mean anything. $50 doesn't mean anything. Cody, he wants to be 15 spots quicker to get on an airplane.
Just like to, you know, make sure that it's not something you have to worry about. That's all.
It worries you?
Yes. Traveling, always.
But that difference, though, like A30 to B9, it's really not that big of a deal. You're getting an aisle seat no matter what.
No, if I'd be guaranteed B9, I don't think that would send me into a panic. Hmm. It's more just I am not easily stressed, but travel just has like so many things that can go wrong anyway. I like to make sure the things that I can control, I don't have to worry about.
I got you.
So, like, that's all. The things that I can have in control, I like to make sure they're controlled.
That is the trash of the day. Up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour here as we continue broadcasting live from Circa Resort and Casino for Ultimate Contest Weekend. Signing up for Circa Millions, 5 picks against the spread, and Circa Survivor, where there's $10 million guaranteed. We're going to talk more about Creed Humphrey's big deal, what it means for a couple other Chiefs next.
This is Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Back here in Las Vegas, Cody and Gold on 96.5, The Fan, broadcasting from Circa Resort and Casino. Ultimate Contest Weekend, and coming up in about a half hour, we'll be joined by the owner and CEO of Circa Resorts. He's a big Detroit Lions fan, so we'll have to talk a little Lions football, talk some Lions football as well, and we'll get his thoughts on their big Circa Million contest as well as Circa Survivor. There you go, right headset? You're good?
Yeah, I guess
good,
so. Good. Turn on the wrong one.
Good now.
Got too distracted.
And their big contest where $16 million is guaranteed. And the Pick'em contest, I think we were talking, the way to do that, man, you just get a couple buddies together for that, and you figure out how to pick 5 games each and every week, 126 different ways to win. So we'll get back into the contest and Survivor and stuff here in a little while.
Yesterday, I had told Drew that maybe, you know, he could step up his game, or as other people were, you know.
Oh.
But the Cody and Gold listeners, we're next to a show from Milwaukee.
Oh, it's incredible.
They have an entire gallery of people watching their show.
This is
We've had some people stop by. Someone obviously came by and brought me this embarrassing laminated photo of me losing to Nate Taylor in a hot dog derby race. But, you know, like, we might need to try to get a crowd here
in
October.
So you're calling me out and the listeners
watching,
out
there.
Well, so I think in October, that's what we should have. We're going to be out here when the Chiefs are playing the Raiders. We've got a party planned right here at Circa on that Friday night before the Chiefs take on the Raiders. And we're going to be broadcasting Thursday and Friday in October as well. But Cody's not wrong. There's a very popular show from Milwaukee that is next to us. I don't think it's a sports show. I think it's a... I don't know what you would. It's a music stage, kind of a
talk?
Variety show, a talk variety type show, and there must be 15 listeners just standing and watching, listening to their show. It's pretty impressive, actually. Cody's jealous.
I'm gonna send a photo.
Cody's a little jealous.
I'm gonna back up the listeners, and I'm gonna back myself up as well because at the Super Bowl last year, we had a great crowd.
We did.
That showed up.
Oh, we embarrassed that other station.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, the 49ers.
Yeah. Great crowd out at Circa.
Wasn't even close. And we're going to have a loaded crowd and I guess more ways than one, on Friday of October.
Oh, you're planning on them both being a lot of people and also being physically intoxicated.
Perhaps.
Hey, man, why not both?
It's kind of cool here on Radio Row. We're having a good time out in Las Vegas. But let's get back to the Chiefs in particular, our guy Creed Humphrey. Hashtag Creed is good. The campaign that this show started. This show started that campaign.
Where would he be? You know, he offered me part of his marketing budget, remember?
Yeah.
He said he'd look into it.
I think you offered him to offer you. You know,
yeah.
I think
he didn't say no, though.
I think you requested an offer. And now that marketing deal is going to be that much larger with his contract being announced. The brand new extension, according to Ian Rappaport, 4 years, $72 million extension, including $50 million guarantee. Creed is now the highest paid center in NFL history.
By a pretty wide margin.
He took that contract a bit higher, you could say.
Yeah. You know, can we? That's what his agent said, right? Can we take this higher?
Uh-huh.
To a place where center's never been. I had to talk it because I know that I'm banned from singing, so I was careful.
We can play the song. That's allowed. We're allowed to play the song, the music video that this show and our listeners helped put together. Listeners helped fund the Creed is Good movement, and now they have not only funded, at the time, a Rookie of the Year campaign, but they funded a player that is going to be the center for Patrick Mahomes potentially for 9-10 years at least of his career. He's the Jeff Saturday to Peyton Manning's Jeff. You know, that's the same thing, right?
If honestly, it brings me a little bit of pride. Like Drew, who wasn't here for the original Creed is Good campaign, he could go on Twitter right now, search the hashtag Creed is Good, and then just go to latest and see people who aren't adding us or connected to us just because the listeners who helped make this thing great did. Creed is Good continues to live. And now because he signed a contract here, it gets to live forever, as far as I'm concerned. He might be a future Chiefs Hall of Famer.
He might be in the Chiefs Ring of Honor
one day.
He might be in Canton down the road, too.
He might be a Chiefs Hall of Famer. Yeah, like an actual Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer, as you previously mentioned. So I do think, for this show's purposes, on the day that Creed Humphrey got his contract extension, I think you're right, Colt. I think it'd be nice if we could hear the song one more time. Is that okay with everyone?
I think that's allowed today. It's been a bit since we played the full
long time.
Hashtag Creed is Good anthem.
Today, Cody and Gold launch a special presentation, a live performance of Can We Vote Creed Higher to support the Creed Humphrey Rookie of the Year campaign. Creed Humphrey is the top-rated rookie in all the National Football League. Despite his excellence, he still hasn't received the national attention we believe he deserves. So we hope you'll open your minds this NFL season and help us make Creed the winner that he deserves to be.
With linemen again. I fight for Creed Humphrey, 'cause I don't wanna hear he can't win Best Rookie. 'Cause there's a hunger, a need to pancake from the line he lives without a mistake. So let's go there. Let's make Creed's case, come on, let's go there. Let's change things today. Can we vote Creed higher? To a place where linemen should be. Can we vote Creed higher?
Creed higher. He is the Chiefs MVP.
This must be the Scott Stapp part.
Chiefs Kingdom, what is up? Scott Stapp from Creed here, coming to you to remind you that you have a Rookie of the Year on your hands, and his name is Creed Humphrey. That's right, Creed Humphrey, NFL Rookie of the Year. So you tell people to keep telling people Creed Humphrey should be Rookie of the Year. Hashtag Creed is good. So listen, let's take this higher, Chiefs Kingdom. Creed Humphrey, NFL Rookie of the Year. Don't forget it. Peace, rock on, and I know the best is yet to come for you, Chiefs Kingdom. You too, Creed. All right, baby. Peace.
That was Creed is good.
Man. Somebody said, weren't you the show's talking about not renewing his contract because he had five bad snaps? That was not.
Wrong shot. I can absolutely promise you we definitely were not the show saying not to renew him. If there was any show in this city, I can 1,000% confirm it was not this show.
We might have even gotten the band Creed back together. Are you kidding me?
And
after that, they got back together. They started going on tour again.
I also said, I think we specifically said, the snapping stuff from last year, if they were actually concerned about that, they would never be talking about a contract extension. So clearly they're not concerned. But those were fun days when we were working on the Creed is Good campaign, and an all-time Cody and Gold moment. And the listeners made that happen as well. And Winnetonka High School and some of the supporters that donated some money. Listeners are out there filming. We had a great time doing that. And it obviously became something that's going to follow Creed Humphrey the rest of his career. Hashtag Creed is good, man. And congrats to Creed Humphrey on a massive contract for a center in the NFL. $50 million guaranteed. Life is pretty damn good for Creed.
Yeah,
life is pretty damn good, man. I've been watching the Instagram channels of Creed Humphrey. Life's pretty damn good for him right now.
He's been getting some nice stuff.
Life is good. Good for him.
Look, I if there's going to be a player that our name is attached to in some way, I am happy for it to be Creed Humphrey. Because I don't think he's overpaid. Someone did ask me that, because he's paid quite a bit more than the next highest paid center in the league right now. Ragnow makes $13.5 million a year, and Creed makes, you know, quite a bit more than that. I think it's like $18 million roughly a year based on his contract. I don't care. I just don't. You can pay that at what I think the Chiefs view is a slightly more premium position because of the quarterback that they have. Everyone else is going to be stuck paying quarterbacks the way that they have to pay Patrick Mahomes. But the difference is they have Patrick Mahomes and you don't, which means when you pay a high salary for a center, it doesn't feel like that big of a push. Plus, you know, the real money's not going to come in until year three from now. By that time, Tooney's definitely not going to be paid anymore. Maybe Trey's under contract. Maybe. You know, maybe Jawan Taylor gets another deal. No, probably not. Back into the drafting a rookie right tackle camp. We know how these salaries fluctuate a little bit. And it seems like the 49ers can constantly afford 11 players who make more than $15 million a year. Well, then so can the Chiefs from time to time. Create the right kind of player to play.
But there are the consequence also of taking care of your center is that when you're looking at inside linebacker, when you're looking at right guard, you know, you're not paying every single position the highest at their spot. You have the highest paid kicker in football, and soon to be, again, I'm sure, in a restructure, the highest paid quarterback at some point. That's one thing, but that they have to be smart with how they approach it, and I think they have been. They clearly would not have signed Creed Humphrey to a deal if they were worried that it was going to handcuff them in other moves. Is it going to make Trey Smith extension very, very difficult, if not impossible? I think that might be true. Do I think over the next 13 days before the start of the season that they get another deal done? I would lean towards no. The only person that could get a deal before the start of the season, again, would be Trey Smith. But when we know what the dollar amount is for Quinn Meinerz there in Denver, that's a tough contract to get done, I think, to pay Trey Smith what he probably has deserved. And can you also make him the highest paid guard in football while you already made Creed the highest paid center, while you already made Butker the highest paid kicker? Like, I just think those are three positions that are not viewed on the positional value scale very well.
But paying Creed and paying Harrison Butker and paying, like, let's just say one more, like linebacker, right? That's essentially one wide receiver. So would you rather, that's really the trade-off you're talking about, would you rather have, let's say, Creed Humphrey and Harrison Butker. That's a total of, like, Harrison Butker makes like $4 million a year. Creed Humphrey makes $18 million. So that's 22. I got another $10 million per year. That's Justin Reed. So would you rather have Creed Humphrey, Justin Reed, and Harrison Butker, or Tyreek Hill? That's how the money works, because technically center is still a low-paid position. You know, it's still on average, even though Creed Humphrey got it to $18 million, it is still the lowest, highest-paid offensive line position. So Creed will make $18.5 million a year. He will still be $2 million short than the next lowest, highest-paid position on the line. So it's still an underpaid position. You can kind of stack them just as long as you think they're important. Kicking and center play with your quarterback and safety play.
Well, I have no problem with any of the deals we're handed. I'm just saying, like, eventually you can't pay everybody. So there is going to be somebody that gets left out. And right now it looks like Nick Bolton and maybe Trey Smith is going to be that player. They have chosen to prioritize their center and their kicker. They feel that is more, that is the most important thing to continue at this dynasty. And right now, who is to question too much of what Brett Veach has been able to do? 913 on the text line, 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Someone is very convinced that we have jumped on the Creed Humphrey bandwagon.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, like we jumped on it? We started the bandwagon.
I mean, like, normally I don't like to say that because it sounds very arrogant.
But
it is very arrogant, but it is true. The bandwagon did not exist for Creed Humphrey until 3 years ago because of us. I hate to be, like, I'm not even trying to be a
The song
a
was
jerk,
made in 2021. Like, it was not just released today. That's not the first time that was.
Yeah, I mean, I made
that song in week, like, 9 of the first year of his career.
The show made the entire campaign and the music video. So, yes, maybe you're new to the show. That's cool. We welcome everybody that on 96.5 The Fan. But the claiming that we're just jumping on players' bandwagons, with Creed Humphrey, I can 1,000% confirm that you were wrong.
There are two players I will not accept that argument for. They are Creed Humphrey and Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah.
I will accept on many others that maybe we're getting on too late. We're getting on the train too late, but it's definitely not any of those.
Yeah, this guy's convinced, but I think you're thinking of a different show, man. Like, hopefully the other show's on this station, but the show you're thinking of is
So they think
this
we're
one.
Just jumping on Creed now?
Yes, he thinks we are against him because he can't snap the ball. Again, wrong show, man.
That is definitely not us.
It came up, but it wasn't like you were saying they should.
Oh, we discussed like the snapping like everybody did, but we specifically said not worried about it because if they're worried about it, they will not offer him an extension, so it's not a problem, and here we are. They're not guaranteeing $50 million to someone if they're worried that there's a snapping problem.
If they did pay Trey Smith, I think it just – I mean, it already goes to show you what by them paying Creed post-Super Bowl loss to the Buccaneers, we are going to make sure that we have the protection for Patrick Mahomes. Where if they pay Trey Smith, I know that it might cost a lot, but would you be okay with it because you know that – Brett Veach is going all in to make sure that his guy is protected because of what happened in that Super Bowl.
The only way they feel like they have to get something done with Trey Smith, I think they want would be, to Cody's point, if they structured it in a way where when Joe Tooney's number falls off.
And then they got to find a left guard.
It falls in line with that, matches.
And then they draft a left guard, you know. But Trey Smith has been one of the great finds of the Brett Veach era. There's no doubt, whether they give him an extension or not.
You know, He's been a 3-year starter at a valuable position for peanuts at a time in which that position cost a lot of money. Speaking of a lot of money, you and I are free starting at noon today. So, you know, head up to Circa Swim, get a cocktail by the pool. But, you know, we were in Vegas and we hadn't been back to Allegiant since the Super Bowl. So, you know, we happen to know that there was a preseason game on tonight. Check the prices for the Raiders 49ers game tonight. And I am not kidding. They are astronomically high. Like, get in price, Drew. Hundreds of dollars.
What?
For a preseason football game against the 49ers and the Raiders. And I am blown away that's what it would cost to go to a preseason football game. Is there a chance that this is what happens with the new stadium for the Chiefs? Like, I know the price tag's going up. But are we talking $200 for a preseason game price tag?
Remember,
or are we talking something else?
We're in Las Vegas, so remember that. Keep that in mind. Like, not only is it a newer stadium, but we're also in Vegas. And if, even for a preseason game, we have the 49ers coming. There's 49ers fans that will travel to Vegas. Everybody wants to travel to Vegas, whether it's a preseason game or not. So I'm not thinking that you're going to see that kind of pricing even in a new stadium in Kansas City. No, I don't think you should panic. Now, will the pricing be higher? Of course. But to this level, no. We're in Las Vegas where everything's more expensive and the demand is unbelievable compared to the supply.
And I know that, like, the team that is playing them is, like, not that far, right? It's a hop, skip, and a jump for someone from San Francisco, if you're a big 49ers fan, to come to Vegas for the weekend to see your team in the fancy building. But, I mean, you have to admit that that's a bit of sticker shock, right, Gold? Seeing that price tag for a preseason game is like, I'm sorry, excuse me? I saw the stands at Arrowhead for that Bears game last night, and I'm not judging people. I don't blame you for skipping that one. It looked like there were like 230 people in the building for the Chiefs-Bears preseason game last night, and that's fine. I definitely get why you didn't go. $200 to get to a preseason game? Not in a million years. I am a little fearful that, like, sporting events have already gotten to a point where it is kind of hard for the every person to afford. The new stadium stuff, that may be one of my bigger fears, is like, man, what is the get-in price going to be for any of these teams?
You're worried that people get priced out, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's already happening.
Yeah, that already is a problem. 7 years from now, if the Chiefs are in a brand new stadium, what's the get-in price?
I mean, we just went through
$500?
For this year at Arrowhead, where it's not a renovated stadium, where it's a recently renovated stadium, and it's obviously not a new stadium, and when you are at their level, where they're going for a three-peat, I think for most of the games this year, if you want to get any ticket in the stadium, you're probably at least over $200 or more, let alone for an opener and when they're unveiling a banner against Baltimore when Cincinnati's in town or divisional games. You know, if you're talking about the what you view as the worst home game on the schedule, yeah, maybe ticket prices dip or something like that, but that's reality of when your team is winning, when you have a championship organization right now. That's the price that it's going to be no matter how new or old your stadium is. Then you get the new stadium thrown into the mix, and you've got personal seat licenses that come into play. That's going to raise the price because you're going to have individuals that are going to have to pay, let's say it's 10 grand or 20 grand just to have the right to purchase season tickets.
I still feel like there's got to be, I know that parking is the easy complaint and it's an obvious one, but when I first moved here, hearing $60 for parking, it was just insane because, like I told you guys, and it's different because the Colts Stadium is essentially in downtown Indianapolis, parking for a 5-minute walk for me is $20. And it's
you can park $20. You just got to walk a little ways.
But go to Dallas. You go to a Cowboys game.
Yeah,
Drew, and you
might be $100.
A couple blocks away, there's parking for $60, $80, $100.
That's it's crazy to me for how much you pay for a ticket. Like it just doesn't. I feel like you should be able to. The parking should cost you a little bit less because you're willing to drop the $200, the $100 whatever to get in to see the team in the first place. It just seems like an.
It's a bit, we have to remember though it's a
steep add-on.
It is a business still though.
Like yeah, right.
I'm with everybody on like is it getting more and more expensive? But like this is like
their argument's gonna be like we're not having a hard time selling the
seats.
It
is still a business. People are paying that. But yes, is it pricing out families? Of course.
It's also why we had some fun around the idea that when that playoff game was so cold, it finally allowed like regular fans back into the building.
Yeah.
That old 90s Arrowhead was going to be rocking again because you could let the regular fans back into the mix, and we were into that situation again where you're like, okay, everyone's back. As correctly, by the way, pointed out in the text line, they were talking about the Creed is good stuff, and I was like, I'm still confused about somebody saying that we were ever anti-Creed. That's just not
true. That's just one guy.
But then I saw the text that was reminding me when Carrington kept, like, once a week.
Wanted to trade him.
Carrington kept trying to be like, would you trade Creed Humphrey for Jamar Chase straight up? He just kept getting his ass kicked in all these polls.
That must be the show.
Just week after
must be
week.
Talking about him, about
week,
then.
Week after week during his second year, I think, Carrington sent a new tweet. He'd be like, what about this? And then he came into the studio one time to Carrington's defense. He came into the studio one time, and he's like, you have made this conversation impossible. You've made Creed Humphrey a made man. Nobody will accept any trade that includes his name. I'm going to lose it 100% of the time if you mention. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I haven't learned the lesson.
Yeah, most people get it. It's one guy that wants attention on the text line. We've given him far too much attention already. He's still texting, and we spent way too much time on this one.
Dude,
that for some reason has decided to prove that he's incorrect, and it's still not recognizing that, but that's fine. And I apologize for letting one person actually.
And no, Alex and Cody are not claiming that you guys are the reason he got the contract. It's not because of Alex and Gold or of Cody and Gold that Creed Humphrey is getting paid what he is.
Yeah, we're happy.
That would be crazy if that actually was part of the conversation. But by the way, there's a soulmate after you, so I think we're going to shove in an extra $5 million for you.
I don't think
we'll give you an extra $5 million because of the song.
I would be genuinely concerned about Brett Veach if he factored in this show about his contract decisions at all.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think you should listen to a segment on this show and be like, you know, they made a good point about Nick Bolton. I think I will pay him now. You're like, no, we're just don't do that. Make your own decision. Sometimes I hope we come to the same decision, but absolutely do not base it based on the decisions of this show. I've said some wild stuff on this show. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that is accurate.
You still think it's going to hurt me if I ever run for school board, huh?
Yes, there's a lot of drops. There's a lot of things in the system that will not pan out very well, I think, for you when it comes to that specifically. All right, coming up next, we continue broadcasting live from Circa Resort and Casino. We're expected to have Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circa, join us to talk more about Circa Millions and Circa Survivor. We'll also get to all 32 right here on Cody and Gold.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.